Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. Amy and Jordan Kadlecik, K-A-D-L-E-C-I-K. Jordan Kadlecik is a 35-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 12/27/22. But at that time, he slipped and fell backwards while on ice without loss of consciousness. This maneuver was prompted by trying to get out of the way from sliding lumber. As a result, he believes he injured his head, neck, and back, but did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation and treatment, including cervical spine fusion involving C5 and C6 on 2/14/23. He has completed his course of active treatment. New paragraph, as per the medical records supplied, he was seen on 1/2/23 by Dr. Ash, A-S-H, They evaluated him and diagnosed cervical radiculopathy. Brady is referred for an MRI of the cervical spine. This was done on 1/4/23 to be inserted here. But the same day, he was seen at the emergency room. They advised him his diagnoses were closed fracture of C5-C7 level with spinal cord injury and cervical radiculopathy. After the MRI that morning, he spoke with his primary care physician and told him to come to the emergency room. He was complaining of left-sided neck pain and left arm numbness and tingling. He denied loss of consciousness or hitting his head. He was further evaluated and then treated and discharged. New paragraph on 2/14/23, Dr. Kralik, K-R-A-L-I-C-K, performed surgery to be inserted here. He followed up postoperatively. X-rays on 7/5/23 showed post-surgical fusion at C5-6, common mild arthritic changes at the facet joints, but no significant spondylolisthesis or bony arthritis. He participated in physical therapy and continued to see Dr. Ash and his associates through 7/10/23. On that occasion, Dr. Kralik documented the patient described dramatic improvement of his symptoms as pain as well as numbness. They discussed his level of activities and was set for physical therapy and x-rays to be performed in 4 months. He returned with them and they showed good alignment as well as fusion of C5-6 with no hardware failure. He was continuing with physical therapy as of this visit. Physical exam. General appearance. He had paresis, P-A-R-E-S-I-S, on the right side of his face, secondary to a stroke he sustained at birth. But he also demonstrated slurred speech from the same event. Extremities upper, the spectrum revealed his fingernails were bitten bilaterally. The rest of that is normal, lower extremities normal, spine cervical. Inspection revealed a well-healed right anterior transverse scar consists with his surgery but preserved low dotted curve. Active flexion was to 40 degrees and left side bending to 30 degrees, both with tenderness. right side bending and left rotation were full without discomfort. Period extension was to 55 degrees with no discomfort. Period was tender in the midline at C7. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, and lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 12, 27, 22, Jordan Kadlejczyk slips and fell backwards at work. Period. He evidently was seen at an urgent care. And was quickly referred for a cervical spine MRI. After this was done, on 1-4-23, he was referred to the emergency room. Period. He came under the care of Dr. Kralik and submitted to surgery by him on 2-14-23 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively with radiographic healing. Period. The petitioner also reported significant improvement. Period. New paragraph of the current examination found there to be healed surgical scarring about the neck with mildly decreased active range of motion. Period. Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. He had no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficits in either the upper or lower extremities. Period. He had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spines without any associated spasm or tenderness. Period. New paragraph, there is 12.5% of permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine. Period. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar spine. Period. He has achieved and maintained an excellent clinical and functional result. Pretty has been able, in fact, to return to his full duty capacity with the instrument. Period. End.